Friends, good morning.
朋友们，早上好。
Peace be with you, everyone.
平安与我们同在。
Pastor Chang and a lot of seminarians and friends from us are in Israel this week.
这个礼拜呢，我们的牧师张牧师和许多的神学院的学生，他们现在在耶路撒冷，以色列。
And so therefore we are here gathered as a joint community this morning.
因为如此，我们今天就是中文和英文一起合唱来敬拜我们的主。
And I'm sure Pastor Chang and the community there is praying for us.
我很确定张牧师还有许多的人一直在为我们祷告。
And so I think it's just proper for us to pray for them as in their time there.
所以我认为我们应该也要来为他们祷告。
So we want to just pray for them before we begin.
那我们在开始之前，我们先来为他们祷告好吗？
So let's pray.
来祷告。
Gracious Father, we thank you for all that you do for us.
亲爱的主，我们真的谢谢你为我们所做的一切。
And Lord, so in this moment, we ask Lord for your blessing over our community in Israel.
主，我们在这个时候，我们就求主你的祝福与我们同在，也与我们在以色列的牧师以及弟兄姐妹同在。
And I ask Lord as they walk through the roads that you have taken.
主，让他们在经过神你自己当初所走的道路的时候
the roads that our ancestors have walked
那条道路也就是我们的祖先们曾经走过的道路
Lord, may they encounter your presence in that
主啊，让他们能够来遇见你
Let them receive what you're speaking to them there
让他们能够来领受神你要对他们所说的话
So as they come back and share their testimonies, Lord, we will also be blessed
让当他们回来到我们当中的时候他们能够跟我们来分享神自己的见证
So Lord we ask for your protection and watch over them
主所以我们为他们来祷告求主特别来保护他们
Watch over us while we worship
看顾他们也看顾我们现在在敬拜当中
And we look forward to gathering next week together hearing all the great news and stories
我们真的盼望在下礼拜能够跟他们再次一同聚会来听他们所领受的见证
So we thank you Lord in Jesus name we pray
所以我们谢谢主垂听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求
Amen So friends, we're going to go into the word So today we're going to be reading from Deuteronomy chapter 6
朋友们，我们今天将会读《生命记》第六章
，the entire chapter，
是一整章，从第一节到第二十五节。
So Deuteronomy 6. So Elder Felix will be reading in Chinese first, and then we will read in English together.
所以我们会先用中文来念今天的圣经的，那接下来我们会请英文堂来继续念。如果你翻到你的圣经的话，我们就来预备我们的心来读。我们的圣经旧约里面的生命记第六章生命记第六章第一集请我们一同来读这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命律例典章使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神谨守他的一切律例诫命就是我所吩咐你的使你的日子得以长久以色列啊你要听要谨守遵行使你可以在那流奶与蜜之地得以享福人数极其增多正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的以色列啊你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上也要殷勤教训你的儿女无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论也要系在手上为记号戴在额上为经文又要写在你房屋的门框上并你的城门上耶和华你的神领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕以撒雅各岂是应许给你的地那里有诚意又大又美非你所建造的有房屋装满各样美物非你所装满的有凿成的水井非你所凿成的还有葡萄园橄榄园非你所栽种的你吃了而且饱足那时你要谨慎免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华你要敬畏耶和华你的神 侍奉他，指着他的名起誓，不可听从别神，就是你们视为国民的神。因为在你们中间的耶和华你神是祭邪的神，唯恐耶和华你神的怒气向你发作，就把你从地上除灭。你们不可试探耶和华你们的神，像你们在玛撒那样试探他，要留意遵守耶和华你们神所吩咐的诫命、法度、律例，耶和华眼中看为正、看为善的，你都要遵行，使你可以享福，并可以进去得耶和华向你列祖启示应许的那美地，照耶和华所说的，从你面前撵出你的一切仇敌。最后你的儿子问你说，耶和华我们神吩咐你们的这些法度、律例、典章是什么意思呢？你就告诉你的儿子说，我们在埃及做过法老的奴仆，耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出来，在我们眼前将重大可怕的神迹奇事施行在埃及地和法老并他全家的身上，将我们从那里领出来，要领我们进入他向我们列祖启示应许之地，把这地赐给我们。耶和华又吩咐我们遵行这一切律例，要敬畏耶和华我们的神，使我们常得好处，蒙他保全我们的生命，像今日一样。我们若照着耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。感谢主，大家念得非常好。
Amen. So we're going to read in English. So Deuteronomy chapter 6. If you have this word of God, please read with me. The word of the Lord says this. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do in them in the land which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God and with your son and your son's son by keeping all his statutes and his commandments which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, there be careful to do them, that it may go well with you and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord the God of your fathers has promised you in the land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore your father to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give you with great and good cities that you did not build, the houses full of all good things that you did not fill, and cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant, when you eat are full. Then take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. It is the Lord your God you shall fear. Him you shall serve, by his name you shall swear, and shall not go after other gods, the God of the peoples who are around you. For the Lord your God in the midst is a jealous God, lest the anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you, and he destroy you off the face of the earth. You shall not put the Lord your God to test as you test him at Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies, his statutes, which he has commanded you. And you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may go well with you, that you may go in and take the land possessed of the good land that the Lord swore to give your fathers, by thrusting out all your enemies before you, as the Lord has promised. When your son asks you to time to come, what is the meaning of testimonies, the statutes of rules that the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, we were Pharaoh's slave in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with mighty hand. And the Lord showed us signs and wonders, great and grievous against Egypt and against Pharaoh and all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from there, and he might bring us in and give us the land that he swore to give to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our God always, that he might preserve us alive as we are this day. And it will be righteous for us if we are careful to do His commandments before the Lord our God as He has commanded us. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray and we will dive into what God has been saying to us. Holy Spirit, we ask for your presence here.
亲爱的圣灵，我们请你与我们同在。
I pray that you open our hearts, open our eyes, open our ears.
我们求亲爱的圣灵来打开我们的眼睛，打开我们的耳朵，打开我们的心。
So Lord, that we can receive your word.
所以我们可以来领受神你的话语。
I pray, Lord, that the word of God will unite us together.
主啊，我在这边祈求，愿圣灵让我们一同合一，来到神的面前。
And move us as one, as a family, as a church, as a community.
让我们能够在神的带领当中，我们能够成为一体，能够成为一个家庭，成为一个合一的教会。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen. So every one of us, like it or not, we have been given a family of origin.
我们每个人，不管喜欢或者是不喜欢，我们都有个原生的家庭。
It is one of the areas in our lives that is still sacred. Why is it sacred? Because God has given us this family.
它在我们的生活的领域的里面当中是一个神圣的，它的神圣是因为上帝已经命定了它。
Because He decided when we will be born, who we were born to, what time we have been born, even what place we have been born into.
他决定了我们在特定的时间出生，在特定的人群中。
There was no of our choice in all of that matter. In order for life to be created, two people had to come together from different families of origin and become one.
因为这个生命的创造，让两个来自不同的家庭，他们必须到后来走在一起。
And so this means that each and every one of us carry a rich legacy from both sides.
这也就代表了我们每一个人其实都带来了一个很丰盛的家庭的遗产。
And so I like to call legacies from three types, family legacies.
我喜欢讲说遗产这件事，因为它是一个丰盛的事情。
And so the three types, the first one is, the good legacies.
它有不同的类型，其中有三种类型，第一个是美好的遗产。
And the good legacies are such as blessings that have been passed down from generation to generation.
很多时候我们可以看到有好的事情发生在我们的家庭里面，它会让我们传到我们的下一代。
And the second ones are the more difficult ones. There are the family of origin sin patterns.
第二个不同的情类呢，就是我们会有罪的那种遗传的产生。
And if you have walked through with us through restoring the foundations, you understand how these family origin sins can cause many curses upon us and our families.
如果你参加过我们教会的根基重建的这个一系列的教导呢，你就会发现我们的家族性所带来的那种罪的那种遗传性是真的。And
we also know that with this sin, it doesn't mean that we are going to sin it.
这种罪的带来的，不代表说我们真的就是去会犯罪。But
it means that we are more susceptible to it.
但其实这意味着是我们比较容易会去犯罪。For
example, in my family of origin, I recognize that one of the biggest addiction pieces is smoking.
比如说我的家庭里面有一件事情，它是会造成我的困扰，那就是我们家会有种烟瘾的问题。And
listen, I don't smoke.
哎，你知道吗？我其实是不抽烟的。
But I know this, that there's this strong urge upon me whenever I'm stressed.
但是很多时候，当压力比较强大的时候呢，我会有那种冲动想要去抽烟。
And sometimes I even fantasize of how good it would be if I just.
很多时候，我甚至会去想象，如果我就拿起来抽烟的感觉是什么。
And even in moments of weakness or preparing for stress, sometimes my mind tells myself I should just go to the deli and just grab a pack.
有的时候，当我软弱的时候，我的意识就会告诉我，你就去隔壁的那家小店，拿一包香烟就走吧。
And of course, I don't give in to any of these temptations and urges.
当然，我不会受这些的诱惑或者是挑衅来犯罪。
But it's a pressure that comes upon me and my family.
但是这个压力呢，却是来自于我的家庭，原生的家庭。
And so those are the legacies we're called to break in order that it doesn't continue on in this family origin.
在这些的所带来的家庭带来的遗产的时候呢，它很多时候是一个很怪的事情。
And so if we break these legacies, we will create a great blessing for those to come.
所以当我们愿意去打破这种不合神心的家庭所带来的遗产的时候呢，我们反而会带来祝福在当中。
And so as followers of the Lord, this is our duty.
那我们跟随神的人，是我们需要这样子去跟随神的。
And we all know this.
我们都知道，是吧？
So the third one is the better one.
第三个是稍微好一点的类型。
I like to call it the weird legacies.
我想要说称它为只是一个奇怪的一种遗产。
I'll share one in for my family.
我跟我大家分享我们家里面发生的事情。
Growing up, my parents have taught me to take as much napkins as you can from any restaurant.
我当我长大的时候，我的爸爸妈妈常跟我说，哎，你去那个餐厅里面的时候，就多拿一点那个卫生纸、餐巾纸。
So then you never have to buy napkins again.
所以你就不需要再去买餐巾纸了。
It could be good.
其实可能还可以吧。
It's not really illegal, is it?
但是并不是真的是。不法的行为是不是
？So the question is, moving forward, is do I want to keep this in my family?
那但是我在继续成长的过程当中，我是不是在想这件事情，说我要不要继续把这个怪怪的遗传能够带进我的家中
？Yes, but my wife likes to do it also, so it's going to keep going on.
所以我太太也喜欢这样做，所以说我们可能就会这样一直传下去了吧
？So.So for those, it's about what do we decide? Do we choose to continue on, or it's time for us to move on?
所以很多时候是我们要做一个决定，是不是我们要继续这样子走下去呢？还是我们就要把它给破除
？So for me, after having kids,
对我来说，在有了孩子以后
，having many kids,
会有很多的孩子。
It was time for me to start thinking about the legacy to pass down as they become older and older.
那在我开始年纪越来越大，越来越慢慢变老的时候，我会想说，我要传承给他们什么
？What are the legacies that has been plaguing my family origin, my wife's family origin, that it's time for us to sever, and what are the ones for us to uphold and continue on?
所以我就开始思考，我或者是我太太所要传下去的那种遗产是什么？
Because the greatest blessing we can give to those after us is simply tearing down strongholds and curses from our family histories and create new narratives under Christ to create a new family of legacy.
那其实我们能够给予我们的后代最大的祝福呢，其实就是要摧毁我们家族历史当中所带来的那种咒诅的那种遗传。
Yeah. Or even preserve or uphold some of our legacies.
或者是来保留我们一些好的传统。
One of the great legacies in my family of origin is the food.
其中在我们家庭里面有一个还不错的一种传统，就是食物这件事情。
My mom is a brilliant cook.
我妈妈是一个非常非常棒的一个的家庭主妇。
And if you guys have parents like that, you know it's good and bad.
如果你们家里面有一个人，有个爸爸或妈妈很会煮菜的话，你知道这是好的事情，对不对？也有可能是不好的事情。
Do you know it's good because there's always good food on the table?
你知道是好事，因为永远在餐桌上都有好吃的食物。
You know it's bad because you never get to go out and eat.
那你知道不好是因为你永远没有办法出去吃饭。
When we were growing up, if we were only to eat, it's because my mom wants to steal some recipe from some popular restaurant.
我在我长大的过程当中，我妈妈常常会去很棒的那种餐厅里面，把他们一些好的食谱就给带走了。
Yeah, and so afterwards we'll make it at home.
然后呢，我们就在家里就这样学习餐馆里面所做的那种餐点。
And it's a legacy that I personally want to pass down from to the next generation.
那这种的传统呢，我希望能够我这边也能够传承下去。
But one of the hardships is that my parents refuse to teach me.
但是其中的困难的一点是，我父母亲就是不愿意来教我这件怎么如何煮菜。
I ask many times.
我常常这样去问。
They tell me I'm wasting their time.
他们常常说我在浪费他们的时间。
I'm in the way.
我就在这边在当中就是挡路就是了。
And then as I got older, they kept complaining, "You don't eat Chinese food anymore."
然后当我长大的时候，他们就在抱怨说，哎呀，你都不吃中餐了。
And like, "You American."
啊，你是老美。
And I always ask my parents, "What is American food?"
我就问我的父母说，哎，什么是美国人的
？And they're like, you know, pasta.
他们说啊，你就是常常吃那个什么意大利面条。
Yeah. And I was like, "That's Italian."
我就说，哎，那是意大利哦。
But it's a legacy that I don't want to lose.
那这种好的传统，我是实在是希望不要去失去。
It's sad because I see my cousins and they all can't cook.
啊，我觉得蛮难过，就是我的表兄弟们，他们也都不会煮菜。
But they're all rich and they have money.
但他们都有钱，而且有那个。
So they could go out and eat.
他们就可以去外面吃。
I don't get a chance to do that.
我没有办法去外面吃啊。
You know what I do for a living?
你们知道我是做什么的。
So I put it on to myself to learn.
那我就很想让我自己去学习。
Of course I can't learn from the hands of my family.
当然我没有办法从我的家庭里面所学习到。
But like my mom, one of the blessings is we are able to cheat and copy other people's recipes.
说你们看到没有？我看我从妈妈得到的一个好的传统就是我可以去抄袭别人来做饭。
And so instead, I could continue on this legacy to my kids.
然后呢，我也可以将这个传统交给我的下一代。
It's not easy, but my role as a parent is to break areas of our family legacies and also to embrace the areas of our legacies that we want to continue.
所以是不容易的事情。我们希望能够破除那不好的传统，但又希望能够来保留那些好的传统的时候。我们到底应该如何做
？So as we can say this, family legacies can be blessings and curses.
那我们可以讲说，一个家庭的遗产的传承呢，可以是福，也可以是祸。
And so as a people of God, my prayer is that one of the areas of your legacy that you will uphold is this faith tradition.
那作为一个神的子民呢，我盼望有件事情能够告诉大家，就是将我们的信仰能够传承下去。
It's always quite special to see someone that came down from a long lineage of faithful followers of Jesus Christ.
当我们从这个传统的一个家族的传统下去的时候，我们可以看到很奇妙的一件事情。当信仰这件祝福的事情传承下去的时候，所带来的果效是什么
？The great skills and giftings that God has harnessed and practiced generation to generation.
可以看到在这个过程当中他们会去操练如何成为一个更敬虔的人。
It gives their offspring, the next generation, such a powerful way to serve the kingdom of God.
可以将这个很美好的遗传交给我们的下一代，并且看到他们能够再继续很有能力的来服侍上帝。
And as my wife and I, we are first generation followers of Christ.
那我的太太跟我呢，我们都是第一代的基督徒。
And so our hope is that in our family of lineage, we can start this new process of this new legacy of being people that can impact the kingdom.
那我们盼望借着从我们这一代开始，能够传承这个美好的遗传到我们下一代的时候，让他们能够继续去做同样的有能力、有果效，为神的国度能够摆上。
And this is something as a church community we can also do.
那作为一个教会的整个团体来讲，我们也可以这样做，不是吗？
Yeah.What are legacies that's been happening? We've been together for over 20 years as Grace Christian Church.
那事实上，我们恩光基督教会我们在一起差不多有至少20年以上了，不是吗？
And we have the next generation sitting here in this corner here.
那我们现在的下一代就正好就坐在这边。
What are the legacies that we want to pass down to them?
那我们来思考一下，我们有什么样子的传承，我们要来传递给我们的下一代。
And what are the areas that we recognize are flaws in our culture that it's time for us to let go of?
我们要来想想看，我们在我们的身上、我们的文化当中有哪一些是不足够的、是不好的，我们是不是要来思考
？And so Moses here in the passage we read today in Deuteronomy, he focuses the importance of passing down faith values to this next generation.
那摩西呢，在这个《生命记》里面这边所写到的，就是那真正的价值要传递下去的到底是什么？
So to give context of this book, Deuteronomy begins east of the Jordan River.
那我们来看一下这个整段圣经的故事里面，是开始于约旦河的东岸。
And so Israelites were about to cross over the Jordan into this new land, and Moses knew that his time was coming up.
那以色列人呢，即将渡过这个约旦河，摩西知道他的时代即将结束了。
And he knew also this past generation that started in Egypt is fading, and this new generation is going to be entering.
上一代的人呢，正在结束当中。那进来的呢，是在荒野当中长大的第二代。
And you recognize this new generation grew up in the wilderness.
那就像这第二代当中，他们就是成长在旷野里面。
Right. And so he knew that they didn't know the rich stories of what God did for them in Egypt.
其实他们真的不清楚神到底为以色列人做了什么事情。
So before they head over, Moses recalled what in the first three chapters what the reasons.
所以摩西在前三章的时候就回顾了一下当时他们在沙漠中所碰到的遭遇。
He also especially reminded them the reasons why they had to wander for so long in the wilderness.
顺便也告诉他们说，为什么他们在荒野当中，在旷野里面游荡了那么长的时间。
He shared the story of disobedience when they sent spies and they were afraid to conquer this land.
他们告诉他们说，因为他们的不服从，还有他们送了两个探子进入去探讨那个迦南美地的时候，他们所带来的怀疑的原因。
And so he warns them not to make the same mistake as they did.
所以他告诉他们说，不要再做同样的错误了。
And then Moses also shared about the great miracles that happened in the wilderness.
摩西甚至于告诉他们在那个旷野当中的时候有多么美妙的神迹奇事的发生。
Especially how they were a small people group, but yet they defeated two great kingdoms.
那以色列的民族是一个很小的民族，但是在那其中里面，他们居然击败了两个伟大的王国。
And so he was encouraging this new generation, remember those victories.
那他就来提醒他们，告诉他们说，我们如此小的民族，我们居然能够战胜他们。
Remember those as proof that God is strong and He's with you.
那这个呢，就是上帝的力量所带来的祝福，其中最有力的证明。
And then he moves on to the fourth chapter.
那他就接着进入那第四章。
And the fourth chapter, he shares about how they're called to live when they come into this new world land.
摩西就继续教导他们如何他们被神的呼召进入。那流奶与蜜之地如何生活
yeah. It's so that they would be living and they would continue to thrive, so they won't mess up like their ancestors did.
他们就可以继续的来努力的生活，就不会像他们之前的上一代过那不好的不信任神的生活。
Yeah. And then he shares, of course, the law, the Ten Commandments.
当然，他就继续在第五章里面，他来分享十诫。
And so scholars have recognized that chapter 6 of Deuteronomy was a short sermon that Moses was preaching on the topic.
其实很多学者在说，其实那个十诫当中是摩西所带来一个短的布道，一个讲道。
And so the chapter begins with these words, right? Now this is the commandment, the statutes and rules that the Lord has commanded me to teach you.
所以第五章的一开头呢，对不起，第六章的一开头是这边说，耶和华你们的神吩咐我。教训你们的乃是诫命、律例和典章。
And it's kind of interesting because when it says this is the commandment in the Hebrew term is a singular form. It's not plural like Ten Commandments.
所以在希伯来语里面的那个诫命这个字呢，是属于单数的形式。
And so Jewish scholars, Christian scholars even tend, for some reason, argue about which command is.Moses preaching from the Ten Commandments.
对，不晓得为什么理由呢？很多的希伯来的学者或者是基督信仰的学者，他们就在争论说摩西讲的那十诫中到底讲是哪一条。
And they made it so complicated because they're like it's probably the first, but the second commandment is also the first.
对，他们就把事情弄得很复杂。说可能第二条是第一条，第一条是第二条，这样子颠倒来颠倒去。
And so as I was reading this, I was like, that means we only really have nine commandments.
那我在读的时候，难道说，只有九条诫命吗
？But luckily, a Jewish rabbi during the Roman period showed up to clarify this.
感谢神的是，在罗马时期的时候，有一位很棒的拉比呢，他把这个命令解释得更清楚。
And this rabbi clarified that Moses preached upon all the Ten Commandments.
这位拉比呢，他解释得很清楚。他说，摩西其实讲所有的十诫都讲得清楚又明白。
And he put it into one point, which is to love the Lord your God with everything.
那其实十诫里面最重要的一点，他所提到就是用你所拥有的一切来爱主你的神。
Friends, I hope you know who this rabbi is.
朋友们，我希望你们知道这位拉比是谁。
If we don't, I think we're in trouble.
如果你不知道的话，我想我们就麻烦了。
But moving on, Moses was implying a very important point that if they loved God with everything they got, this was how they were going to thrive in this new land, this new environment.
所以摩西在这边得到一个非常重要的观点和启示，就是我们来到这个地上的时候，我们所得到的，我们就是要爱上帝。然后可以成长。
Because this land that they're coming to is going to be very different from 40 years in the wilderness.
因为来到这个新的土地的时候呢，是跟之前的旷野是非常非常不同的。
Because in the wilderness, they just had to be obedient. They follow visible signs. You know, cloud by day, fire by night.
在旷野的时候呢，他们其实需要做的只是顺服而已。白天有云柱，晚上有火柱。
But it'll be quite different now in this new land.
但是来到这个新的土地的时候，却是非常的不同。
The question is, does 40 years in the wilderness equip them to follow God without the visible manifestation?
因为这40年的跟随神的时候，到后来就看不到神的其他的彰显了吗？
Because it's easy when we experience Him on a daily, but it's not so easy when we don't feel Him.
其实我们很容易去can you say that again?
It's easy to follow when we experience God on a daily.
对，我们如果每一天都能够经历神的话，其实是比较容易的。
But it's not so easy when we don't feel Him every day.
但是我们如果没有办法每一天去经历神，其实就稍微不容易。
And friends, I know you understand that too.
我相信你们也都了解这件事。
Yeah. But another important emphasis that Moses pressed on three times in this chapter.
那摩西呢，也同样的在三度的强调一件很重要的事情。
And three times he reminded this new generation to pass down this legacy down.
他三次的来提醒这些群众们要如何去传承那个好的传承。
But sometimes it's true. It's very easy for us to make our you know, this relationship with God personal.
有时候我们想想看，我们跟上帝的关系是不是非常的个人呢？
I think many of us have been taught to be a personal relationship when we came to faith.
很多时候我们大部分人到我们来到神的时候，基本上都是有那个个人的信仰的关系所开始的，不是吗？
But that is just the beginning.
那但是其实那只是一个开头而已。
Okay. Then we, later on we learn that we cannot practice faith alone.
但是后来我们却发现我们无法单独的来操练这种信仰。
Because faith is both personal and communal.
那其实信仰呢是个人的，但是呢其实也是集体的。
And it would be a disservice for God for what He has done for us if it ends with us.
因为当我们如果停
，It would be a disservice for us if we left what God has done just to for us.
Right. 因为这样的话就失去了神当时要我们来跟随他的那个。美好的心意了。
And so our duty is to pass this down to the next generation as Moses commanded his people.
所以我们的工作就是要将这份传承交传给下一代。
And so Moses commanded to Israel that you shall love your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your might.
所以摩西吩咐以色列人说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And he instructs the people about two things: keep that in your heart.And teach it to your children.
So, 他在这边教导他的民众两件事情，一个就是将这些事情牢记在心里面，另外呢，就是要教导你们的孩子。
And the word heart in Hebrew is not just a organ, or some of us here in modern times call it our emotions.
在希伯来语里面的心这个字呢，不是仅仅代表一个器官而已，或者是我们的情感。
It's about everything within us.
其实是代表所有包含一切在我们的里面。
And so what Moses was trying to tell them, command them to do is to prove that you love God with everything.
其实摩西在那边要告诉他们，要命令他们的事情就是说，你们要去证明你们爱耶和华你们的神。
And that means to apply it to everything that we do.
那其实就是 那影响到我们所做的每一件事情。
And so as James writes in his letter, faith without deed is dead.
就像雅各书里面所提到，就是说信心若没有行为，那就是死的。
And some of us often see this phrase as Christians, we have to take action.
那我们作为基督徒，我们常认为说，哎，我们要就是要做一些事情，不是吗？
And that's only half true.
其实只是对了一半。
Faith shows itself in depths of the most difficult times.
其实信心在最困难的时刻的时候才会体现出来。
Ask the question, does our faith really carry us through in those moments?
我们要来问我们的问题就是说，我们的信心能够真正带领我们度过那个难关。
And when we're able to, it shows that our faith has worked.
那如果我们真的可以度过那个难关，就代表说我们的信心正在工作中。
Because the question is within our hearts, have we done the work, enough work, to make Jesus ultimate in our hearts?
因为这可以代表一件事情，就是我们是不是完全的来仰靠耶稣基督，所以这个工作能够进行的可以完成呢？
And many of us have faith in the sense that we believe the Lord that he's great and all.
我们相信我们如果能够相信耶稣，他能够成为终极的工作，这是最好的事情。
But yet it really hasn't truly sunk into our heart.
但其实并没有完完全深刻的进入我们的心中。
And it's not enough to know about this faith.
那其实我们还是不足够，而且不完全的来认识信心这件事。
It's not about just knowing about God. It's about knowing. The knowing has to be lived in us.
其实这不是只是单单只是认识神而已，而是我们是不是真的能够彰显那个对神的明白和了解。
And so that we can live it out.
这样子我们才可以活得出来。
And we have to begin to notice that we're on a journey partnering with him.
我们要认识到一件事情，就是我们真的在与上帝在合作，在呼召前进当中。
Partnering with this Almighty God to complete the call that he has for each of us.
我们真的就是在跟与神合作，来完成这个神对我们的呼召。
And so, you know, the first part, I believe we're all doing well because it's our own lives.
首先呢，第一部分，我相信我们都在尽最好最大的努力在尝试着。
I'm sure each and every one of us, in some way, we're trying to practice to love our Lord, our God, with all our hearts.
我相信我们每一个人都在很尽我们的努力来爱我爱主我们的神。
If not, I doubt you'll be here this morning.
如果没有的话，我相信你们今天应该不会早上不会坐在这里。
Be honest, you could be anywhere.
是不是？我们其实，在早上的时候，我们可以在任何地方，不是吗？
But you chose to spend your morning here.
但是你选择了今天早上，你坐在这边来与主亲近。
There's at least some attempt to love God with all your heart.
至少我们在尝试着要来爱主我们的神， yeah. 对不对？
But the second part of Moses' command is the more difficult one. And I think many families have missed the importance of this.
我觉得第二部分摩西所提到的是一个比较困难的一件事情。
They say that in development and learning, there are three areas where you learn.
曾经有人说在发展跟学习的过程当中呢，有几个方面要来进行学习，三个方面。
Yes, and we of course have school where we learn education.
当然我们有学校可以去，我们来学习学校的知识里面。
And church where we learn about faith in God.
那在教会里面呢，我们来学习有关于信仰还有神。
But the last element a lot of times we have missed out on, which is the family.
那第三个学习的过程里面，就是在家庭里面我们来学习的。
We tend to associate that place as a place of learning manners, culture, values.
很多时候我们在家里面，我们通常学习基本上就是文化及我们的价值观，或者是我们的行为的方面的学习等等。
But in reality, it's so much more than just learning about culture, values, and manners.
但是其实在家庭里面，我们应该是更多于只是学习价值观或者是行为上面的一些行为标准。
In fact, the most important part of life, education, everything comes from the home.
其实在事实上一个很重要的一个关系里面，就是我们很多时候的学习是来自于家庭里面的。
Home is where everything that we believe in comes from.
一个家是我们最重要的一个信仰的一个根基的来源。
And then we go to the schools and to the churches and we wrestle with what we believe and what they're saying.
然后我们到了学校或者是到了其他地方，我们在当中其实会跟我们的信仰会发生一些摔跤或者是冲突。
And so the home is required to reinforce both ways, what the school is teaching and what the church is teaching.
所以在家里面事实上是从学习到的地方来在家里面然后真正的来实习。
And so if you want your child to succeed, this next generation to succeed, it's going to have to start from the family.
所以如果你盼望你的孩子你的下一代能够越来越有合神心的样式的时候其实我们应该在家里面就要开始来操练。
Working with youth ministry, one of the areas that as a leader you can't control is what happens at home.
其实在跟我们的事工里面当中一起来服事的过程里面我发现一件事就是无法掌控家里面所发生的事情。
Kids can easily be ignited by the Holy Spirit's presence and somehow when they go home it quenches.
其实孩子们很容易在教会里面被圣灵充满被点燃起来但是在回到家里面其实又被浇熄了。
And especially after a lot of spiritual encounters, like when we go on retreats.
当我们去碰到灵修会或者进修会的时候我们会发现哦孩子们被圣灵大大的充满。
And some burn bright.
哦很多人被燃烧完全发亮。
But others get smothered like a bruised wick.
但是有些人就好像是被压迫被压缩一样。
You know. And so they took all these experiences, but then it gets quenched at home.
当他们带着这些所有的领受和经验回到家里面的时候就被浇熄了。
And so Charles Spurgeon, one of the greatest preachers in the 1800s, he shared something about this in his time, but it's so relevant even today.
斯布真是在18世纪一个非常伟大的传教士之一。
And it was in this letter that he wrote called The Kind of Revival We Need.
在他那个时代他分享了一件事他 有一封信叫做我们需要的那种复兴。
And then he writes this, or we do hoping and then he comes in. We deeply want a revival of a domestic religion, but the Christian family was the bulwark, okay, I guess you guys don't know what that means, but in modern translation it's the greatest defense of godliness in the days of the Puritans. But these evil times,Hundreds of families of so-called Christians have no family worship, no restraint upon growing sons, and no wholesome instruction or discipline. How can we see the kingdom of our Lord advance when his own disciples do not teach his gospel to his own children? Oh, Christian men and women, be thorough in what you do and what you know and teach, and let your families be trained in the fear of God and be yourselves. Holiness unto the Lord, so you shall stand like a rock,amid surging waves of error and ungodliness which rage around us.
是的，斯布真在这封信里面，他说我们需要的那种复兴，他这样子说，他说我们非常希望国内宗教复兴，在清教徒的时代，基督徒家庭是金钱的堡垒，但在这个邪恶的时代，成百上千的所谓的基督徒家庭没有家庭敬拜，对成长中的儿子孩子们没有限制，也没有健康的教导或纪律。当他自己的门徒不向自己的孩子教导他的福音的时候，我们怎么能希望看到我们的主的国度扩展呢？哦，基督徒的男男女女们，要彻底了解你们所做的、所知道和所教导的，让你的家人在敬畏上帝方面受到训练，让自己成为归于主的圣洁，在我们周围汹涌的错误和不敬虔的浪潮中，你也会像磐石一样站立。
Friends, Spurgeon was right. We have not often taught our next generation well.
你们知道吗？斯布真是对的。我们并没有经常很好的教导我们的下一代。
For some reason, there seems to be a disconnect of faith and the home.
出于某种的原因，信仰和家庭之间正在脱节。
Perhaps we made our faith way too personal.
可能
and our kids and our children are paying the price.
可能我们让信仰过于个人化。
Yeah.
可惜的是，我们的孩子正在为此付出了代价。
Because unfortunately, friends, the church cannot be the only sole resource for your child's faith.
朋友们，请我们注意。教会不能成为你们孩子信仰的唯一的 来源。
Because they need godly parents that will walk with them day after day after day.
他们需要一个敬虔的父母，能够带领他们每一天走过那条信仰的道路。
Because here's the problem with relying only on the church. They only have a few hours a week with God.
因为问题在我们每一个每我们只仅仅依靠教会的带领的时候，他们每一个礼拜只有几小时来接触神啊。
On average, if you think about our church, on average, a member only gets 4 hours a week with Jesus.
我们如果以我们教会来做个例子的话，可能最多每个礼拜就四个小时跟上帝在接触。
And if you want to compare it to this new hot fear of Christian parents,the school, they're in there about 35 hours a week.
如果你想到有一些父母亲他们啊，他们不愿意接触神的，他们在学校里面，他们事实上是花的时间是35个小时啊。
Right, and so compare 4 hours with God with 35 hours in education.
我们如果来比较35小时的学校的学习跟4个小时在教会里面的时间的话。
And so if you're afraid of what they're teaching in there, so you have to ask yourself, what are they going to believe in this?
如果你们很担心你们的孩子在学校里面所学习的到底是什么的话，你们需要去知道我们要花更多的时间来带领孩子们。
So friends, not to be harsh, but if you're betting your future of your child's faith for 4 hours a week, then you better be praying for a miracle to happen in them.
我不是要让我们感到特别的担忧，但是我们必须要想一想我们的孩子们，他们到底要相信谁呢？
Yeah, because the only way that they'll walk faithfully in that process is they encounter God so clearly that they will never forget.
如果我们没有办法把更多的时间花在他们身上的时候，他们未来信仰的道路会非常的受到很多的挑战。
But I'll tell you also from experience, I've seen so many young people with great encounters of God still leaving the faith.
我可以告诉你们，我看到很多的孩子们，他们曾经被神大大得着，但是结果他们依然离开了神。
Heck, I've also seen so many adults healed, delivered from the bondage of darkness, and somehow they easily return back.
甚至于成年人同样的，他们被上帝医治，离开了黑暗的捆绑，得到完全的复兴，后来他们仍然远离了神。
So family really is, as Spurgeon says, the greatest defense of ungodliness.
所以在家里面有个敬虔的家庭是我们最大最大的防守。
It's shocking how many families actually conduct worship at home.
其实令人感到震惊的是有多少家庭实际上进行了家庭当中的敬拜。
And we're not even talking about the effectiveness of it.
我们甚至不去讲它的有效性。
Yeah.And in Christian research, it says about 10% of Christians in the U.S. actually do something outside of Sunday worship.
有个有关于基督信仰的一个研究报告说，只有 10% 的基督徒在教堂的服务里之外进行某种形式的敬拜。
And so that it means that if you guys actually join a cell group, come to Friday evening gatherings, you're better than 90% of Christians in the U.S.
如果你们礼拜五或礼拜六你们能够来到小组敬拜的话，其实你们已经做得比别人好很多了。
But think about how many people in that 10% in the U.S. actually gather together as a family.
但是你们如果去想在美国的整个美国当中的 10% 里面到底有多少人真的在做更多的敬拜。
Parents, we really have to do better and add on to the 168 hours a week that their kids are living.
父母们啊，我们真的必须做的比现在更好，增加他们每一个礼拜当中与神、与耶稣亲近的时间。
Think about it. We push a lot on our kids to add more than 35 hours a week on their academics, but think about how many times we do it for their spiritual well-being.
常常很多时候，我们去告诉我们的孩子们去做更多的学习、更多的训练等等，但是其实我们在心灵方面、属灵方面的成长。却常常的忽略掉了。
So in light of this, you know, we cannot just rely on an outside system to teach our kids.
所以因为这个的原因，我们不能够仅仅依靠外部的系统来教育我们的孩子。
We have to start at the home.
我们必须从家里面开始做起。
And I'm going to even say this,
为什么要这样子说呢？
I'm going to tell you, even if you put them in safe ecosystems as like Christian schools, it's not going to fix this issue.
如果你们想说，那我如果把它放那个基督教的学校里面的话，是不是比较安全一些呢？答案可能是否定的。
Because the biggest fear for parents is when their kids go off to college somewhere.
其实对一个最父母亲来讲，最大的恐惧是什么？当我们的孩子去了大学以后，情况就可能完全又不同了。
Because regardless if they're shielded, protected, or they're going to be culture shocked in college anyway.
因为无论如果他们是如何的被保护，但当他们进入大学以后，那所可能受到文化上的冲击是很强烈的。
But I'm going to tell you this. One of the dangers of segregation of the children of God is the inability of engagement into the world.
其实事实上最大的一个被隔离的那种可能性，就是当我们的基督徒的孩子们进入大学以后，他们被隔离、被分离的那种程度是很高的。
And so even if they're great Christians, they will be missionally absent in the world.
纵使他们是一个很好的基督徒，但是当他们缺乏了有如宣教心的那种一般的那种操练的时候，他们是没有办法承受的。
And especially since they're culture shocked, they're always going to be challenged around them, and they have to make split-second decisions of what's right and wrong, and think aboutWhat will they choose?
因为当他们进入那个校园的生活的时候，他们常常在分秒之中要做个决定，他们应该要如何做个正确的选择。
Are they going to stand firm or are they going to bend because they are trying to thrive in a confusing environment?
他们要为了真理能够站立的稳，站立的坚固，还是说有可能事实上要为真理而软下来？
Because you know, if those who choose to stand firm, they're going to have to be outliers, they're going to be called out, and they're going to be the punching bag and scapegoats for everything that's an issue in the world.
因为当他们如果要为他们的真理而站稳的时候，他们常常就有可能成为替罪的羔羊。
I'm sorry, but a gated Christian all their life not going to be able to handle that pressure.
很抱歉，这是一个事实。因为当这种事情发生的时候，我们的孩子是无法真正去面对和承受的。
And if we cannot be light in darkness and always hang out with light, then we're useless for the kingdom.
那如果我们作为神的子民，我们是光，对不对？那我们如果没有办法成为光，我们没有办法进入黑暗里面来影响他们的时候，我们反而被影响了。
So perhaps friends, think about this. Maybe they're called into difficult school environments to be light in dark places.
是不是我们来可以思考，他们去的学校？是不是一个黑暗的地方？那他们成为那个光，他们到底如何成为那盏光？
But in order for them to be effective, they're going to need more than 4 hours of safe engagement.
那如果他们需要是一个有果效性的一个有成就的一个基督徒的话，他们每一天必须要多余或每个礼拜要多余4个小时的操练。
They're seriously going to need the family to supplement that, just as families tend to supplement their kids going to get past the SAT.
他们真的需要他们的家人来补充他们的信仰当中的帮助，好像很多父母他会去让他们孩子去读那什么 SAT 的那个补习一样。
Therefore, Moses encourages the Israelites to teach this next generation.
所以摩西在那边就是鼓励那些以色列人说，你们要学习，并且教导你们的下一代。
Teach them well so that as a community in the future, they will always remember.You know, wherever they go, that when they walk either by the way, and when they lie down or when they rise, you shall bind them as a sign in your hand, and they shall be frontlets in your eye. You shall write them on doorposts of your house and on your gates.
所以要教导我们的下一代，让他们能够作为一个很好的一个典范，为这个社区，无论走到哪里都能够记住这一切。就像他在这边所说的一样，当你躺下，当你起来，你都或者是把那个放在门框上和那城门上，你们都必须将这个神的话语放在心中。
And Moses here isn't teaching what the Jewish community is doing, putting the mezuzah on the door.
摩西在那边教导说，他们你要如何把神的话语放在那家里面的门口上。
It means that wherever they go, wherever your next generation goes, if they close their eyes, if they're walking, if they're looking at their hand, they remember God.
这就代表什么？代表当我们的下一代他们走出去的时候，纵使他们眼睛闭起来，他们仍然能够将神的话语放印在他们眼帘当中，放在他们的脑海里面。
And so this is why the family needs to work in that.
这就是为什么家庭需要在这件事情上多做这个方面的工作。
Because at home is where everyone in the family spends the most time during the week.
因为在家里面每个礼拜事实上在家中所大家一起在一起的时间事实上还是最久的。
And so imagine what would happen if we use that time for more of God.
所以你们可以想象我们能够将更多的时间花在神的国度上面的时候会是什么样的光景。
So that we inspire one another at home, that, you know, and so when we go out to the world, regardless if we are in a good place or in difficulty, we are able to move the kingdom.
我们在这个时候我们可以彼此互相鼓励，就好像在小组里面的团契一样，有爱的氛围，有神的话语的浇灌，然后当他们走出去的时候，就带着这股神所赐下的安定和能力。
And that would slowly change, not just us, not just our families,But I would say it would change the world that we oftentimes complain about.
当我们愿意将十字架放在我们家庭里面，成为我们的中心的生活的时候，我们就会发现我们的身旁开始慢慢的得到改变，我们自己也要改变，我们的孩子也要改变，进而影响到整个社区。
I'll give you an example. One of my mentor's daughters, she always gets called into the school's office.
我想给你们讲一个例子，就是我的其中一个导师。她的女儿常常被叫到那个教务处里面。
And it's not because she gets in trouble, by the way.
不是因为她常常有问题被叫进去。
But somehow the schools recognize that she's very good at handling other students in distress.
但是反而是因为学校发现，这个女孩子她常常能够非常有果效的去来调整一些学生当中的一些问题。
Even better than you know, social workers that have masters in this.
甚至于比那个有硕士学位的社工调整的更好。
It's because her father is a pastor and his mom is a health counselor.
那是因为他的爸爸是一位牧师，那他的妈妈呢是一个心理的那个辅导师。
And they spend a lot of time together as a family worshiping God together around the cross.
他们常常花很多的时间在家里面将主耶稣。带到家里面，将十字架成为他们生活当中的中心。
And so, therefore, it's no wonder that what the parents do is rubbing off on her, and it impacts her little community.
因为这个敬虔的敬拜进入家庭里面的时候，他们的生命改变，所以说他们就能够带出更多更好的祝福。
But also on the flip side of that, I also want to warn you that even though she's been blessed so much, she oftentimes has to feel like she has to live up to that.
那另外一点就是要提醒大家，就是因为他常常被这样子做操练，然后被来做这种工作，他常常认为说，我应该要为这些事情做得好，做得更值得。
So see, friends, there is no perfect strategy either.
所以说，其实并没有一个完美的计策，不是吗
？But in the family time, parents' responsibility is just to lead her to follow Jesus' calling for her.
其实，在家庭里面呢，祭坛当中，我们就是。把孩子们带到耶稣的面前。
Yeah. It's not about what they want for her or what to continue on the family business.
并不是说我们要我们的孩子成为如何的样子，也不是说我们要这是我们家庭的一种事业。
Yes, to get them closer to Jesus.
我们就是跟主耶稣亲近而已。
However, I think a lot of times when we talk about family worship, it's often linked to activities such as kind of like praying, singing, reading the Bible.
Yeah, 当我们常常想到说家庭祭坛的时候，我们常常会想到说，肯定是读圣经，然后唱诗歌等等。
And I think when that tends to happen in families, oftentimes initiated by the parent and they're forcing the kids to do it.
通常这种时候，通常是父母亲要做的事情，然后他们就开始去强迫孩子们一起来加入。
And of course, as a child, they reluctantly will do it, but it's ineffective or eventually it fizzles up because you're frustrated, they're frustrated.
当然，这种情形常会发生，就是会变成造成一种后果，就是彼此双方父母跟孩子都感觉到非常的难受。
And there was a research conducted back in the 90s about family worship.
在90年代的时候，曾经有一个研究讨论到有关于家庭里面的敬拜。
Believe it or not, in the past,family worship was a responsibility in the church.
其实不管你们相不相信，以前的时候，在家庭面敬拜通常是教会在带领的。
As you know, when you guys get baptized, Pastor Chang asks you some questions.
你们记不记得当你们受洗的时候，张牧师会问一些问题
In the past, they used to ask you, do you promise to do family worship at home every week?
在以前的时候，他们会问说，哎，你们愿不愿意承认，就是以后你们在家里面要有一个家庭里面的敬拜？
Look how many people need to repent.
那我们是不是很多人都需要开始认罪悔改？
But in the 90s, when as they were doing this research, they found some interesting art, you know, findings.
所以他们后来找到一些很有趣的一些结果。
They found that it would help the kids if they do family worship only if the kids will actually participate.
他们说家庭里面的敬拜呢，真正得到成就是孩子一定要一起进入敬拜当中。
But that means that it's not just mommy and daddy, you know, dictating everything.
而不是单单只是父亲或母亲在掌管一切。
But since it's oftentimes research shows that it's dictated, the church will give them a model to follow and they just follow it.
那常常呢，教会就会给他们一个章程，让他们去追着跟随这个章程该如何做。
And it shows that if the families that worship and they follow this article, even though it helps them in their faith, it still doesn't solve this issue of the things in the world.
当然这些章程或者是一些讲章，他们可以去做，可以去跟随，但是并没有办法来处理所有的一切的问题。
It says that actually the way that it actually benefits them as they go out is if they have no format.
其实最好的是就是不要有一个规定的硬性规定的一个章程。
Yeah, and you know Moses makes it very easy how we can really conduct this worship at home.
所以摩西在这边告诉我们，其实有一个方法是非常容易我们在家里面去带领一个敬拜的。
And so in he says in what we read today, when your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies, statutes, and rules that the Lord God has commanded you? You shall say to your son.We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand.
其实摩西在第六章二十节，他教导我们一个很好的一个方式。他说，日后你的儿子问你说，耶和华我们神吩咐你们的这些法度律例典章是什么意思呢？
What Moses was encouraging them to do is simply talk with one another about God.
摩西在这边其实告诉我们说，就是我们告诉我们的孩子说，神在我们的生命当中、生活当中。做了什么事，发生了什么事。
Parents, you don't necessarily need to do a Bible study with your kids.
哎，父母们，我们不是真的一定要跟我们的孩子做一个圣经研读或导读会啊。
And please don't do family worship as excuse to skip out on cell group.
啊，当然不要因为这个原因就说哦，我不来参加小组。
And friends, if you are actually doing it, you tell me like, oh, we do this at home.
啊，如果说你跟我说，哎，我们在家里已经这样子做了。
Like the Bible study.
在做导研读圣经，对不对
？Trust me, it's not working too well.
相信我，这次其实不够的。
I quiz them every Sunday and they don't know anything.
然后因为我每次问他们圣经里面的小知识的时候，他们都没办法回答。
Moses simply tells them, share your stories.
摩西在那边就是很简单的告诉我们说，就分享你的故事。
You know, working with you for over a decade, I asked countless kids and even young adults if they knew the story of how their parents came.
在我过去服侍青少年的十几年当中，我曾经碰到无数个青少年的一些事情。
And shockingly, so many of them really don't know their parents' story.
其实令人感到很震惊的就是，其实他们并不清楚明白他们的父母亲是如何信主的。
And if they came from a long line of Christians, they don't even know who brought Christianity into their tribe.
如果他们是好几代基督徒，他们甚至于不清楚到底是怎么开始的。
And shockingly, I think on the flip side, not many parents know the story of the kids.
其实反过来看的时候，很多时候我们的做父母亲也不清楚我们的孩子是如何信主的。
Such as where they are walking in faith in the moment.
就好像我们在这个走在这个信主的过程当中。
Even like when did they really say yes to Jesus?
他们什么时候真的跟上帝说，是我愿意接受耶稣成为我的救主。
And the worst part is.Sometimes some parents don't even know how much growth happened to their kids.
很多时候我们做父母亲甚至于不知道我们孩子的属灵生命成长到什么程度。
And so they see them as some child.
他们就仍然把他们看作为孩子。
Even though they've been faithful leaders in the church for so long.
甚至于他们可能在教会里面已经是成为带领者有一段时间了。
And this is why kids and parents. This is so important for us to share in the household.
所以父母跟孩子们，我们真的要彼此互相分享我们的信主的故事，不是吗？
Because these stories are the legacies that we can leave behind.
这些故事将成为我们家庭里面的一个家族的一个遗产。
Yeah, and this is why Moses commanded his people to do this in verse 12, right? Take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt.
因为这个样子，所以摩西就命令人民应该这样做。然后你们要小心免得忘记耶和华，他曾经将你们从埃及地和为奴之家领出来。
Don't forget what the Lord has done in our lives.
我们不要忘记神在我们的生命当中做了什么事。
Because it is really quick for us to forget what the Lord has done in our lives.
因为我们真的很容易很快就忘记神为我们做什么事。
You know, and we, you know, we have seen great miracles, transformations in our lives and other people's lives, but when the dust settles, we really end up forgetting what God has done for us.
我们真的看过很多的神迹，其实在很多人的生命当中，包括我们自己里面，曾经做过什么伟大的事情，但是我们常常忘记了神的作为。
This is why Moses warns us, don't forget, right? Because we cannot survive if we don't, ourselves remind ourselves what God has done for us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们真的不要忘记上帝他为了我们做了什么事情，我们要继续的来跟着神。
Yeah, because how will we know, how can we survive? How, it's because we remind ourselves what God has done before, and therefore whatever happens in our future, we know that He'll be with us and He will be there to do it with us.
我们要如何去存活下来呢？如果我们忘记神我们所做的事情，我们忘掉的话，我们如何能够去面对未来？
So it's very important for us to remind ourselves what God has done for ourselves because that is the starting point when we worship in the family.
所以当我们在家庭里面开始敬拜神的时候，是一个信心信仰的一个开始，能够记住神的作为，我们就可以继续往前走。
Because if we're going to do worship at home, the best place to start is to share stories around the dinner table.
所以在最开始最容易的方式就是在我们的餐桌上面吃饭的时候彼此分享信仰的故事。
Because I know there's so much importance around the dinner table. I think majority of us still, if we have families, we still have dinner together.
是不是我们在一起，尤其我们华人最常做的一件事情，就是大家在一起围在桌上一起吃饭，这件很重要的事情，我们可以在当中就开始做分享，做带领。
Yeah. It's the place where we get to sit down and share what God has been doing in our lives around us and ask for support, ask for help.
在吃饭的时候真的是一个很好的时机跟我们来深入探讨神在我们生命当中所做的每件事。
But we do have to remember why we follow Jesus.
但是我们更需要常常提醒我们自己，我们为什么要跟随耶稣。
Because it's shocking how many people I ask around, like, how do you know Jesus is the Lord in your life?
很多时候我们在问别人说，你如何知道耶稣是你这一生当中的主？
Many cannot answer.
很多人其实没有办法真正回答这个问题。
Sometimes they will tell me like, oh, give me a week and I'll let you know.
很多人就说，你给我一个礼拜，然后我会再告诉你。
And I guarantee you, majority of them, when I come back to them, they never thought about it.
我可以跟你保证，很多时候他们在回来的时候，他们已经忘掉这个问题了。
We need to remind ourselves that.
我们真的要常常来提醒我们自己。
But friends, the greatest asset in reaching the world is our story of Jesus.
其实我们最大的祝福和保障就是我们来将耶稣基督在我们生命当中所带来的祝福的这个故事，这个见证能够把它讲出去。
But if our families don't even know that story, then what's the point of it?
如果我们自己的家人都不知道我们信仰耶稣的过程的话，那我们有什么用呢？
Friends, there's no doubt that your kids know that you have faith.
Hey, 朋友们，你知道吗？我完全相信我们的孩子们一定知道我们有信仰。
But the problem is your faith is not connected to their faith.
但是问题是在于我们的信仰没有办法跟他们信仰连结在一起。
If your faith life becomes way too personal, it doesn't translate to your kids.
因为当我们的信仰是过于个人化的时候，是没有办法让他们理解的。
And even worse, like if your kids see your church engagement as a great opposition,of their love for the parents.
甚至于那份信仰有的时候会变成一种反抗的来源。
You know, it's a common narrative, especially in ministry leaders around.
很多时候是一个很常常发生的事情，尤其是在教会里面做带领者的工作的人。
Your children are not blind to the love and care that you share to the members of the church.
很多时候孩子们没有办法理解说，为什么你可以对其他人这么的友好，那么的有爱。
Yeah. I remember I was heartbroken one time counseling a pastor's kid.
我有一次我真的感受到内心非常的难受难过，就是我在辅导一个小女孩的时候。
Yeah, and she was sharing how much she hates studying the Bible, reading the Word.
她跟我说她如何的厌恶、憎恨去读神的话语。
And when I remember when I asked her why, she said this.
我记得我问她说为什么，她说。
Because she said, I wish my father would study that stupid book with me like she does with all other church people.
他说我希望我父亲他去研读这本很笨的这本书的时候，他可以来更关怀我。
It's destructive when we make our faith personal to ourselves.
所以我们常常把这个信仰就放在我们个人的生命里面。
Think about like scripture tells us this too.
其实圣经上面也这样告诉我们。
Think about Samuel and his sons.
现在你看啊，先知撒母耳跟他的儿子。
Yes, you know, his sons took over the family business.
他的儿子承接了他父亲的职位。
But they really never knew God well, and so they corrupted that role.
但他的两个儿子其实根本就不认识神，所以他们就带来了一些破坏，带来一些不好的传统。
Or think about David, wonderful king, right?
甚至想看大卫王非常棒的国王不是吗？
What happened to his sons?
那他的儿子呢？
They're fighting.
他们一直在打仗。
Okay, they shaped up. Okay, there was Solomon.
没错，后来有所罗门。
What happened to Solomon?
但是所罗门后来如何呢？
Right. Didn't really follow the law, did he?
他最后也没有真的跟随神不是吗？
But in scripture, we also see the great blessings that could be passed down from generation.
但是我们在圣经的经文里面呢，我们也可以看到有很好的祝福能够传承给我们下一代的。
You guys remember Philip?
你们记得腓力吗？
Empowered by the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵大大充满。
Became a great evangelist.
成为一个非常伟大的传教士。
You know, a great, and don't forget what happened to his daughters.
那不要忘记他有四个女儿。
Yeah, not one, not two, not three, but four of them all were prophetess.
不是只有一个两个是四个女儿通通都是女先知。
For parents, we have to go back to duty as parents.
所以做父母亲的弟兄姊妹们，我们真的要回去，包括我自己，要好好做好一个合神心的父母亲。
Our role is to really show the love of the Father in heaven to them.
我们的工作真的是要好好的来到神面前，如何忠心的做好我们的职位。
Teach them.
教导孩子们。
You know, when some of our ministry guys always come and ask me to teach them certain things, I always ask them first, like, don't your parents teach you this?
很多时候有人会跑来问我说什么事应该怎么做，我常常会问他们说，你们的父母没有教导你们吗？
Yeah, especially like areas of faith practices.
尤其是在信仰这个方面。
Like, they're asking me like how to intercede.
他们问我说要如何代祷。
And I asked them, like, isn't your parents on the intercessory team? Like,
why don't you ask them first? 我刚刚说，你的父母亲是在代祷团队里面的。
Not because I don't want to teach them.
不是说我不要教他们。
Because I realize how valuable it is when the parents actually pass this stuff down to them.
而是我发现这将会是一件多么有价值的事情，当你的父母亲这样子教导孩子的时候。
I feel very bad because I end up teaching a lot of kids how to change a tire.
我感觉到很糟糕哈，我常常教到很多孩子们如何去换轮胎。
I don't know if you know, but if someone taught my daughter how to change a tire, I'm gonna find them and I'm going to shake them up.
我不知道你们知不知道，当如果有人教导我的女儿如何去换轮胎的话，我会找到那个人，然后把那个好好的训一顿。
It's the greatest blessing as a dad to teach the kids.
因为对我来讲，我认为这是一个对父亲是一个最美好的祝福，如何教导我们的孩子。
Yeah, so I asked our guys, ask your parents how they do it first.
所以我会告诉我的团队说，去问你们的爸爸妈妈他们是如何做的。
Because there's so much use, like value, and because your family has been doing this.
因为这当中一定有很多很有价值的东西是可以去讨论的，去讲的。
And then afterwards, we can work on it together as a church.To make it strengthen your practice.
然后接着下来，我们就可以变成一个教会的一个团体，一个团队，会带来更多更好的事。
Well, I get it. It's so easy for us as parents to just you know shake off our kids.
当然我觉得可能很容易讲说，我们就把孩子这样子抖一抖，闪一闪吧。
You know how it is. Like they ask you these questions and then they ask you why.
你知道他们来问一些问题，然后说为什么？
And you try to explain it in many ways, and you know they'll never understand it.
然后你在那边解释的时候，想说，他们永远不会了解的。
And so it's so easy for us to shrug it off, right?
所以我们很容易就把他们给丢一边了。
And so we try to either try to speed through things and move on, or we kind of argue with them, like, don't they teach you this in school?
哦，然后有时候我们在刚刚讲话的时候，甚至于跟他们吵说，哎，你的学校没有教你吗？
But we tend to mess up. Sometimes they actually ask you this because they sincerely want you to teach them.
那有的时候他们这样问你的时候，其实他们是带着一颗真诚的心，希望你能够去告诉他们。
So eventually they give up asking you.
到后来他们就想说算了，我不问你了。
And some become self-reliant and they try to figure it out themselves.
然后他们就接着就靠自己去寻找答案，然后到处去找，乱找。
And if they're doing that in many like simple things, think about their faith. They're going to keep their faith personal too.
到后来的时候就变成他们也将他们自己的信仰放在自己的心中，成为自己的。
And others will try to seek other role models to teach them.
那有可能他们会去找其他的那个偶像去，或者是别人去教导他们。
Sometimes, yes, they get lucky to find a good person to go to.
你很幸运，如果他们真的找到一个好的那个 role model 就是偶像的话。
But if their heart is broken, they'll find anybody.
如果他们的心已经是破碎的程度的时候，他们会找所有其他无关紧要的人。
And when you're broken, you find the next thing is probably not the best thing.
当你的心破碎的时候，你可能找到了那个人去倾诉你的心的时候，很有可能是不好的。
The problem is, as parents, we don't even present the option of let's figure this out together.
所以我们的父母亲们，我们真的要在一起，我们来思考这件事情该如何去做。
This is why I challenge kids to go wrestle with their parents first.
所以很多时候，我也告诉我们的孩子们，去跟你们的父母亲摔摔跤、打打架，跟他们讲讲话。
Yeah, you know.And then, yeah, maybe if they don't understand, maybe they can come to me and we'll try to interpret what your parents are saying.
当他们有些事情，他们如果没有办法完全明白的时候，他们可以来到我这边，我可以尝试的去翻译他们父母亲所讲的话到底是什么意思。
Because at the end of the day, we're worshiping the same God, aren't we?
因为到最后的时候，我们所敬拜的是同一个神，不是吗？
We can't be like, my God is better than your God.
我们绝对不可能说，哎，我的神比你的神厉害。
God.
同样的神啊
and so we're not disregarding God because of himself, we're disregarding God because of our theology or understanding of God.
我们不可能去不赞同这个神，而是我们有时候我们的神学观点可能会稍稍不同，但是我们的神却是唯一的独一的神，是不变的。
They just want to know God.
他们只是想要知道神。
And I know we have a lot of seminarians here, and it's not about learning what you're teaching, like not pouring into them what you're learning from seminary.
我知道我们这边当中做了很多的神学生，我在这边讲的不是说将我们所学习到神学知识就这样子丢到我们的孩子的脑袋中。
In the end, it's about we both love Jesus, and the question is, we have to ask ourselves, is, okay, you follow this, I follow this, but we follow, worship the same God, so what can we do together?
其实最重要的就是说我们要如何去敬拜神，而且我们爱耶稣，我们的目的，我们的中心是同一个，也就是耶稣。
Yeah. How can we hear each other out so that this household can truly say we follow God?
所以说我们要去想一件事情，说我们这个家里面，我们到底是如何来跟随神的。
Yeah. This is where you realize faith can be very personal, but it has to also be very communal.
所以当我们发现信仰虽然是很个人的、很私人的，但是同样的也是集体的。
Didn't Jesus show us this in his own time when on ministry on earth?
主耶稣在世上的时候，他也展现了给我们看。
He brought the messiest people together to be his disciples.
他把一群人召集起来成为他的门徒。
From scammers to thieves to too political to kids and even crazy people like Peter.
对，他们甚至把很多什么渔夫，他们很疯狂的人有偷盗小偷一些欺骗人的人都把他放在一起。
And they might have agreed on everything, but they were constantly, and they, you know, they were constantly bickering around themselves, but yet they all agreed at the end the mission of God.
纵使他们在很多事情上面他们是没有办法彼此互相承认或者同意的，但是在最后他们在耶稣基督里面他们彼此相信耶稣。
So in closing, there's so much legacy to pass down.
那我们在我们里面要结束的时候，我们去想想，我们有好多好多的遗产，我们要去传承。
And I know that there might be some for some of us. I'm going to give you guys extra points because it might feel like it's not fitting in your context.
我在这边有些额外的要点想要分享，可能因为跟我们的背景可能不是太有关系。
Because I know some parents feel like they might have missed the opportunity. Your child is out the door.
我很多父母亲可能在想说啊，我自己已经错过了那个机会，孩子已经出去了。
Yeah. But I want to encourage you. It's not too late.
但是我想要在那边鼓励我们的父母亲，其实为时不晚。
Have we forgotten that God is a God of redemption?
因为纵使我们忘了，但是我们的神他却是那位救赎的神。
Pray the powerful prayers of surrendering your child to God.
所以让我们在那边做一个祈祷，就是让我们的孩子能够顺服、臣服在神的面前。
Pray for them regardless of how far they have gone. Trust in the plans of God and ask God, redeem my child.
为他们祷告说，无论孩子走了多远，但是在神的恩典和他救赎的当中，让孩子能够回来。
But like James says, faith without works is dead.
就像雅各所说的一样，没有工作，没有信心的工作就是死的。
Go tell them about your faith story.
去告诉他们你的信仰的故事。
Not about telling them to follow Jesus.
然后再告诉他们，不是只是告诉他们说。你需要去跟随耶稣。
Show them why you follow Jesus.
向他们展示为什么你跟随耶稣。
And show them the change that Christ has done as He transformed you through the Holy Spirit.
去告诉他们，因为圣灵在你的生命里面，因着耶稣，你的生命而得到改变。
I'm gonna share with you a story, sorry, Phyllis.
Okay.
One of my close friends recently shared with me his personal story.
我最近我一个朋友他跟我分享了一个他自己的个人的故事。
He was always hurt from his family.
他常常在家里面得到很多伤害。
Because one of the things is he just wants his parents to love him.
他其实一个很简单的要求就是他父亲要爱他。
And so I was praying for him for a while.
所以我为他祷告了一段时间。
And I encouraged him, maybe it's a good time for you to talk to your parents about how you feel.
所以我就鼓励他说，哎，是不是有这个时间你去跟你的父母亲谈一谈？
Because I told them it's helpful because your parents are Christians, you're Christian, easy, isn't it?
所以我告诉他说，哎，你和你父母亲都是基督徒，不是吗？你去跟他们谈啊。
Like I talked to my mom and she just ignored me.
啊，我跟我妈妈谈耶稣的，她就不理我，我妈也是。
But it was funny because like right before he got the courage to do it, his mom texted him one random day.
不过有一天就是他妈妈突然就发一个简讯给他。
Yeah, and his mom shared with him like, son, I'm sorry.
有一天他妈妈跟他说，儿子，对不起。
Yeah, it's like, and the mom was in this long text because parents don't know how to the limit of text.
然后他妈妈就送了一个很长的一个简讯给他。
And shared you know how their basically their story of how of God.
就告诉了他有关于他妈妈自己本身跟神的关系。
How they came to the United States.
他们是如何来到了美国。
How you know they didn't intentionally try to neglect his child.
他们并不是故意的要去好像忽略了孩子。
How they were proud of him when he graduated college, became a great lawyer.
其实他们感到非常骄傲，当他儿子从大学毕业以后，然后成为了律师以后，他们觉得很骄傲。
They just didn't know how to express it because they were Chinese, at least that's what they said.
他们因为自己本身说自己是华人，他们不晓得如何去表达他们的感情。
And then she wrote, but the Holy Spirit this morning as I was praying told me.
但是在这早上他在祷告的时候，圣灵感动他要去跟他儿子说。
And so she wrote this.Text message.
他就把那个信息写下来，发简讯送出去了。
And my friend during a meeting in his job, he started crying.
那我的朋友正好在开会的时候看到这个简讯，他在会议当中就哭了。
And so he ran outside and he called his mom.
所以他就跑到外面去打电话给他妈妈。
And they were both crying on the phone.
然后两个就一起在电话里面痛哭。
And as he was sharing me about the story, he says when they went to dinner that weekend, this was the first time their parents actually talked to each other, like their family actually talked to each other.
所以说当在那个周末的时候，他们一起出去吃饭，他说这是我们第一次这样子彼此坐下来，彼此这样交谈。
Tell your story.
说你的故事吧。
But for many of us here, I know we might not have children to pass down.
甚至于有些人可能说，哎，我现在没有孩子，我可以把他把我的传信仰传承交代下去。
But this church has a legacy to pass down.
但是这间教会有个传统，我们可以把它传承。
Isn't don't they say church is also church is family?
不是很多人说教会就是属灵的家吗？
And I am blessed to be in a community where the senior pastors and the elders are willing to really pour into this next generation.
我感受到很蒙福，因为我们教会的主任牧师张牧师还有几位长老。
Pastor Chang every month comes with our leaders and teach them how to pray differently.
张牧师每个月都会来到我们当中，跟我们的青少年们一起来进入祷告，教导他们如何祷告。
And of course, some of the stuff they don't get it.
当然有一些东西他们可能不见得能现在能够明白。
And so I spent another 40 minutes with them explaining.
然后我就再花这40分钟告诉他们到底怎么一回事。
But it's pouring down from Pastor Chang.
但是是从张牧师那边浇灌下来的，传承下来的。
And then I love it when the elders gather once a month with our.
那我感到很喜乐，我们的长老们会每个月都会跟我们在一起。
And it's not necessarily always about spiritual life.
不见得每一次都是在讲属灵的事。
But it makes them realize how this next the previous generation are human.
但是也让他们发现了，哦，原来上一代他们也是人呢。
Yeah, and we share these great conversations and God experiences together.
我们常常就是在这边分享这些经历的时候，我们就可以感受到神其实与我们同在。
And I know the elders are learning from us too.
我知道长老们也从我们这边学习到很多东西。
Yeah, there's so much we can learn from one another.
我们能够真的彼此学习到很多的东西。
It's not always about this older generation passing down.
不是每次就一定是年长一代交给下一代。
We have to engage one another.
我们一定要跟彼此对方有个接触。
And share with each other why we really believe in Jesus Christ.
彼此分享我们为什么在耶稣基督里面能够有个很好的家庭。
And so I want to challenge you guys. Let's bring our church to the future.
所以我想向你们发出一个挑战，把我们的教会带往未来。
And if you really want to see our church continue growing, then I challenge you, encourage you guys, to participate with us.
所以我在这边想告诉大家，如果我们教会要继续往前走的时候，我们要一起在一起往前走。
Yeah, there's a lot of learning to do together.
我们需要很多的彼此的学习。
There's areas where this is where you believe and this is where we believe, but we still follow Jesus.
有些地方我们可能说，哎，这个地方是我平时习惯做的，那些是我平时做的，但是我们所要跟随的就是一位神，就是耶稣基督。
But I believe that if we have the heart to move Grace Christian Church to the future, God is going to help us on the journey.
而且我相信，当我们都有同样一个心智，要把恩光基督教会带往耶稣那里的时候，我相信神会做奇妙的工作。
So I'm going to put this shameless plug in here. Please, if you can, sign up for Summer Vacation Bible School this year.
对，所以在这边呢，还是Kelvin 用了 shameless plug 这句话很难翻，我不能说是无耻的插头，对不对？无耻，我说植入性的广告，植入性的广告就是说，我们今年有这个有那个什么儿童圣经夏令营。
This will be actually the first time we're holding it here in Bayside.
这是我们第一次在贝塞这边要有一个儿童圣经夏令营。
And As I envision this, I pray that it would be a partnership between the EM and the CM.
所以我在这边的祷告就是，让我们这边成为华语堂跟英语堂一起做的事情。
And I'm going to tell you this, the English ministry cannot do this alone.
我要告诉你们一件真实的事情就是英语堂不可能自己来完成这件事情。
We need volunteer support from our CM.
我们需要华语堂的支持和帮助。
Please, cash is not going to help at times like this.
你们知道吗？钱并没有办法真正完全的帮助我们，需要人呐、啊。
My parents used to do this as a kid. They don't. We don't mix well right now.
我父母亲常常这样对我做这些事情，但是我们没有办法真的很好的坐在。
But it's a good time for us to engage one another as we plan and prepare and teach.
对，其实在这时候就是我们能够彼此连结，而且彼此计划该如何为这圣经下令来做事。
So friends, in this morning, I challenge you to love the Lord your God with all your heart.
所以今天早上我在这边就告诉诸位弟兄姊妹们，我们要用尽全心全意来爱主我们的神。
By investing your time and passing it down to this next generation, so we can continue on the legacy that God has given us.
是的，将我们的时间能够投资在我们的下一代，让我们能够 彼此能够在基督里面的爱当中彼此连结彼此和好
right, So let's pray
我们来祷告
Heavenly Father, we ask for your presence upon us
亲爱的天父上帝我们愿主在我们的当中
Lord, we ask that you make this church one
主我们求你将我们的教会能够带往一个方向
You make our family one
你让我们的家庭成为合一
And you make your Holy Spirit and us one
让圣灵在我们当中使我们成为一体
And so Lord, as we move forward into this future, Lord, may we walk in your light
主啊当我们像往前行走的时候
I pray that the families will be the starting point
我为每个家庭来祷告当每个家庭成为一个开始成为一个源头
And I pray that they will share their stories to the kids and to their parents.
我为他们祷告，孩子们可以跟父母亲分享，父母亲可以跟孩子们分享他们信仰的过程。
I pray that the church members will share the stories of one another.
我也祷告我们的弟兄姊妹们彼此分享他们的见证。
Not just within the Chinese ministry or the English ministry, but they will share with one another in both.
不是单单只是华语堂或者是英语堂，而是大家彼此的分享。
And so that we can learn and experience God in the story.
所以我们可以从神那边学习到最最好的见证和祝福。
So help us, O God.
帮助我们神。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So friends, as we rise for the response song, let us rise.
啊，请我们现在站立来啊、唱回应诗歌。
So Lord, we know our story with you.
主，我们知道我们跟你之间的故事。
Lord, I believe many of us here have encountered you.
主，我相信我们很多人已经跟神有很好的接触。
But Lord, I'm not sure if our children or our parents understand.
但是主，我却不确定我们的孩子们或是我们的家里面有没有这种事情。
So Lord, I pray that we will share these stories with one another.
主啊，所以我在这边祷告，我们将我们的经历来分享出去。
And so as we sang, it's not just praising my Savior, but we'll be praising our Savior together.
那我们在这边所唱的并不是只是单单来赞美我们的神而已。
So Holy Spirit, move us.
那我们能够借着圣灵的带领来把这些信息给传出去。
And so may it really truly start at the family.
那我们从我们的家庭开始吧。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's have offering.